Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back. It's a pleasure to say, joined by Mike Daugherty. He is the CEO of LabMD, but he also, as a result of his experiences with LabMD, has become well an authority on matters involving the cyber warfare business, having been subjected to it a bit himself. He has recently joined the board of the National Cybersecurity Society and is also a member of the board of directors of NetShield Corporation. He is a guy that we've turned to in the past and are happy to do so again to discuss some of the subjects that he's written about in his terrific book, Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Michael, welcome back. I'm glad to have you with us.
Well, thank you, sir. Good to be here.
There's so much to talk about in this domain. I'd hardly know where to begin. Perhaps I could ask you about one of the authorities that gives the U.S. government the opportunity, the ability, the license, some might say, to engage in surveillance, perhaps overreaching surveillance in the cybersecurity space. Namely, this section of the law known as 702. It is being debated at the moment, and there seems to be a likelihood that it will be watered down in important respects. I'd like your thoughts on that, if you could.
702 was passed right around 9/11, when everyone was in a rare time of complete unification and filled with fear and anxiety. So it was you could railroad, so to speak, although there wasn't a lot of pushback at the time, over giving absolutely massive power to the government and surveillance and privacy violations or potential, not even violating it anymore, just basically giving them the power and the legal authority to dig in as broad as they can under the broad guise of national security. And big shock to nobody. It got abused in some people's opinion because the last decade, especially with the Obama administration, the American people's trust in the government has been so violated that no one thinks the government has the self-regulatory capability to not abuse the power it's been given. And that is when that's due to things like what was found during WikiLeaks release and the behavior of the government, and that shows absolutely no accountability to anyone inside the government when they violate the law, if they're a politico or a bureaucrat or anyone that's known at all. So that has created a violation of trust. So now people want to rein back the power. And it's creating quite a tension because, of course, everyone in the law enforcement side of the NSA and the CIA and all that and the FBI and the DOJ, they think, look, we're absolutely trustworthy. Of course we should have all this power and all this clout. And then they scream national security. But the problem is, a few bad apples have ruined it for everybody, and the public really doesn't like that clout. So we have to make a decision of how much we're going to rein in the people that are supposed to be protecting us.
Right. Michael, let me ask you, this has come to a head in part of late because of the so-called unmasking of American citizens by the Obama administration, in a way that seemed to smack of politically motivated surveillance and the defamation, in fact, of some of these American citizens as a result of releasing information that should not have been in the public domain. Are you generally on the side of those who would say, look, scrap Section 702, avoid all of this kind of potential for abuse in the future, or is there some middle ground that we ought to be striving for?
And see, I think that is the unfortunate result of not holding people accountable. My solution would be go after the people that violated it, show the American people that anyone that violates 702 is going to have a consequence to pay, and then they'd get their power back. So my choice would be, these people in the Obama administration had a political opinion that they thought was so right that they thought they were above the law, and they're conscious of it and absolutely fine with it. And when you set a stage, when everyone gets the message that you can break the law if you're in the right part of the White House and you're not going to be held accountable, this sends a terrible message. And so that's the way to fix it. Now, if that's not going to happen, then yeah, you got to rein in 702, which means we all pay the price because then the policemen are going to have less tools to keep us safe.
And I want to talk about that specifically because it is a concern that I feel very strongly from a sort of national security background. We're watching all of this play out, it must be said, at the same time that we've had yet another devastating, apparently, attack on the cybersecurity of the National Security Agency, the organization that does this kind of surveillance for us, including, apparently, the compromise, now the disclosure on the web itself of the tools, at least some of the tools, very sensitive, very strategically important tools at that, that NSA has used to get into hostile computer systems and otherwise work their magic. As a cybersecurity, specialist now, Michael Daugherty, what are your thoughts on the implications of this latest hack of the NSA itself and what comes of it?
Well, this is, again, the fruit of the poisonous tree, being the bad behavior of the U.S. government, so no one trusts it, so people get restricted. And then you have Julian Assange taking the tools away from the very people trying to protect us. I mean, most of the people at the NSA are good apples. You have very few bad apples, but when the bad apples are at the top, they're the problem. So this demoralizing of morale is understandable when this is happening, when they're getting attacked from all over, because what the public doesn't understand is everybody's vulnerable, including the NSA, to insider threats and hacking. And when there's no support for the ground troops, that's a demoralizing issue, and there's no accountability for bad apples. If you're a good apple and you work there, and you see a bad apple get away with nothing, getting away with everything, it is demoralizing.
My concern, though, I have to say, Michael, is it seems as though some of the bad apples, at least, have not been at the top necessarily. There may be some there, too, but, you know, some of them are low-level folks, even contractors who aren't even employees of the agency, but the compromises have been devastating nonetheless. Let me ask you about one other issue before we run out of time here. Again, our guest is Michael Daugherty of LabMD and the National Cybersecurity Society. There is a report now that a former NSA official by the name of William Binney has come to the conclusion that the leaks of emails out of the Democratic National Committee was an inside job, not a Russian hack. And therefore, this much of the theory of the case that there was some terrible collusion going on that involved the Russians with the Trump campaign against the Democrats is a house of cards, shall we say. Your assessment of all of that?
That's perfectly plausible because it is one of the number one threats in all cyber leaks in all large organizations. So it would absolutely fit the pattern. It would be an inside threat. And here's what happens. When moral people, and most people are moral, see immorality, some of them will actually report it because it's going to make themselves mock. You're seeing Donna Brazile go crazy right now with her book because she just about had it with the Clintons. And it's sort of that in a much smaller vein. It wouldn't surprise me at all, but here's the problem. How much media is it going to get? What's going to happen? Because the press has put so much vested in this Russian hot air thing.
Among others, it's the press, of course, the Democrats have as well. And it does raise a question as to whether we will ever get actually to the ground truth here. Let me just say, Michael, we are out of time, but I wanted to say how much I appreciate your work in this space. And it's a fascinating story how you came to it as a result of some cyber operations against your company. And it's a cautionary tale for all of us. Whether our information is in the Office of Management and Budgets coffers or Home Depot's or somebody else's, it's a frightening time to be watching tools being compromised, national security capabilities of our government being abused and therefore perhaps lost as well. I hope you'll come back to us for further conversations about this, Michael. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining us today and for the work you're doing at the National Cybersecurity Society and elsewhere. Come back to us again soon. Next up, we'll talk with Adam Credo about what's going on in the Middle East and more straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.